This is KUT. For the past 4 years, one North Texas company has quietly bought up property on East 12th Street. Now the company owns nearly three dozen properties on the street. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Oh, hey. I'm standing on the corner of East 12th and Kerr Streets. I got on my walking shoes, really just a pretty beat up pair of Converse. The first address on my list is right here, 913 East 12th Street. It's a really overgrown vacant lot. There's no buildings on it. There's a ton of trees. Well, I got about 34 more properties to go, so let's get to it. For Natasha Madison, unraveling the story meant starting with a question.
Who owns all these empty lots?
Madison's a member of the East 12th Street Merchants Association. It's a group organizing local businesses so they can have a say in the future of East 12th Street. Naturally, Madison wanted to know who owns pieces of it.
So we did a little digging around, and several we found out on our own were owned by Eureka.
Eureka Holdings, a development company based in Grapevine outside of Dallas. Let's break this down. Madison figured this out in the same way I did, Travis County property records. Except the question I started with was, who owns the vacant lot at 1800 East 12th Street, where the Harlem Theater once stood? It's a company called 2013 Austin East 12th Street, LP. My initial reaction was, well, that's a dumb name. It sounds like someone came up with it in a hurry. Long story short, because who wants to hear me talk about property records, the mailing address for that company? An address in Grapevine, Texas, which belongs to a development company called Eureka Holdings. And here's where Madison and I had to go deeper.
We weren't inclined to look for multiple LLC names.
It's not unusual for one company to hold property under various names, either because of certain tax benefits or in order to keep a low profile. And here's where things get entertaining. Some of these company names are, well, creative. 2101 East 12th Street, owned by Country Nelly CRLP. Come on. 1200 Walnut Street, just off of East 12th. Austin Danger Powers LP.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Any South Park fans out there? 1500 East 12th Street is owned by Soto Sopa Salmon LP.
There's a certain quality to the vibe and energy that is Soto Sopa. From the independent merchants and unique cafes.
Ironically, that episode was poking fun at how gentrifying neighborhoods are marketed. All of these properties were purchased between 2013 and 2016, and the property value among them, nearly $16 million. Raymond Medeiros sold Eureka one of their properties.
We had a couple of beers, and he told me not even listed. He'd just pay me whatever I wanted for it.
What he got was $430,000 for an empty corner lot on East 12th Street. Medeiros grew up in the home that once stood at the corner of East 12th and Curve Streets. He told me he got a call from Eureka a couple of years ago asking to meet with him. A few beers later, and the lot was sold to the company in 2015. Medeiros is now trying to buy a place in the country.
I'm old. I need to slow down. Lockhart has a nice little slow something.
Speaking of slow something, where's my walking self at? Hey there, so I just started back down the north side. I'm now at East 12th and Salina, right at the corner where the Harlem Theater once stood. A lot of these properties so far owned by Eureka Holdings are homes. There's a few businesses that lease from them, including a nonprofit, a barber shop, and a couple of vacant lots. So now I'm heading down the north side and we'll see what we've got on this side of the street. Back to you. Thanks, you. It all begs this question from Natasha Madison.
I did find myself wondering, what was the plan?
So I asked Eureka, what was the plan for their 36 properties on East 12th Street? Vice President Stephen Gibson didn't want to be recorded, but he did respond to an email I sent, writing, quote, there is no specific plan at this time. Eureka's met with the 12th Street Merchants Association, and Madison says they've been amicable, but she knows nothing about what they've got in mind for the street. As for what she'd like to see, for that we go to the neighborhood's past, a past where Black residents were forced to live on this side of town, and so East 12th Street had
how to serve all their needs.
African Americans weren't welcome outside of that community, so we did everything we needed to do within the confines of that community out of necessity. People in the district, they ate there, they went to school there, they shopped there, they buried their dead there. Everything that we did within this community.
A self-sufficient community is what Madison wants to see again. We're going to East 12th Street meant grocery shopping, haircutting, and yes, even dead burying. A place where the young, the old, and the history move among one another. I asked Madison, is that something Eureka could build? She's hopeful.
But I would be remiss to say that it's a business, you know? Real estate development is big money, big business, and it is what it is. And at the end of the day, what it's about is, you know, being able to show ROI on a spreadsheet.
That's return on investment.
And that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is altruism. What I'm talking about is compassion. And some of that will mean that in an opportunity to take the money or provide for the community, you have to provide for the community.
In an email, I asked Gibson of Eureka why East 12th Street. He wrote, quote, location, availability, cost, zoning, permitting, commercial viability, financing. All these and more are factors that go into our decision making, end quote. Hey there. So I'm at the end of my journey. I'm now at the last property that Eureka Holdings owns on the north side of East 12th Street, 1000 East 12th Street. It's the end of a very long vacant block. Still remains to be seen what the company is going to do with these properties, if they intend to buy up more of East 12th Street or develop what they have. Here on East 12th and Curve Street, I'm Audrey McGlinchey for KUT News. Thank you.